I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio. At 23 years old, Blake Blackburn is a company CEO. Before he graduated from WKU in May, Blackburn formed Hangout Creative, a social media marketing company.
If you're on the web, you're kind of hanging out. You know, 1/4 of people spend their time on social media sites, and it's a social place. So a lot of times people are social, they're kind of just hanging out.
Blackburn works out of the Center for Research and Development in Bowling Green, which is home to Innoplex, a small business accelerator that allows WKU students to begin a business while still in college. Dr. Gordon Bayless is Vice President for Research at WKU.
We started realizing that many of our students were having really outstanding ideas. Our students are smart, they're innovative, and they understand this new world that we live in. And the 21st century is the century of innovation. And we just figured that there was a huge resource at this institution that we weren't tapping. And we want to commercialize the great ideas that our smart students are having.
Blackburn says he always had the idea in his head for a company like Hangout Creative, but it was the accelerator that put his plan into action. Hangout Creative now serves small businesses in Bowling Green and Nashville.
I post on Facebook, Twitter, email, Pinterest, basically any free web service I take care of. I help manage that, and other supplementary products that we offer is print advertisement, graphic design, web development, pretty much anything that you need as a small business owner for marketing purposes, we can find a way to get it done.
Blackburn capitalized on the understanding that many small business owners don't understand social media or have time for it.
Yeah, it's a surprising stat that half of new Facebook users are between 30 and 60. So why not reach out to those people and, you know, locate your business? A lot of people don't even know what they're doing on Facebook yet. So why not make your business available for them to like, so you can get them early in their Facebook usage?
Blackburn credits the Small Business Accelerator with helping him more on the administrative side. He works out of a 1,200-square-foot space free of charge with high-speed internet and meeting rooms. The young entrepreneur was also given an allowance for startup costs, such as state filing fees, business cards, and URL registrations. At Blackburn's office, it's always casual Friday. His conference room is a ping pong table. It's a place where he and his colleagues bounce ideas off of each other. But mostly it's there for stress relief and for the fun of it.
Oh yeah, that's pointing at it. Is that pointing? That's pointing.
His ping pong partner is 21-year-old Christopher Jones, a sophomore at WKU. Jones created a business called the Anything Shop, which is just that.
We fix phone screens, sell phones, fix laptops, sell laptops, fix cars, sell cars, pick up delivery of items such as any restaurant food, grocery shopping.
Christopher Jones says it's all about making life simpler in a fast-paced society. He runs the company with his brother, Cedric Grant, also a WKU sophomore. Grant says he was a college student working at Burger King when he decided he wanted to be his own boss.
Because we was just like, man, these minimum wage jobs, they just getting old. I can't even imagine even if I was getting $60,000 to $80,000 working a 9-to-5 every day. My brother was like, me neither, man. We got to come up with something.
With their business off the ground, the brothers are a few months away from hiring part-time employees.
First, before we become the CEO, we want to be the agent. We want to see what's it like in the field, because you can't really give anybody advice on something you've never done.
For Dr. Gordon Bayless, the VP for Research at WKU, the Small Business Accelerator is about giving students a chance to learn from and possibly succeed in their ventures. Unlike ping pong, it's not a game of winners and losers.
It's perhaps even better experience if their company fails, because then they'll know the next time they set up a company exactly how to succeed. Yes, we don't expect everyone to succeed, but we expect every single one of our student companies to get invaluable education.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.